You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, episode number 178.
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Hey, Yummy Mummies, how are you? This is so fun. I feel like it's been a while since I've done a solo episode, and I'm just really excited to chat with you. This episode, I'm going to kind of dive right in. This episode is designed to help you decide if the Yummy Mummy is right for you. I'm going to talk about what the Yummy Mummy is, who it's for, and who it's not for. And I'm going to share with you a lot of real-time, real-life conversations that I've had with clients over email, over DMs, who were on the fence, who couldn't decide, should they do this? I know you're not alone. So what is the Yummy Mummy experience? Let's first just give a little summary about what the heck is it in the first place. So the Yummy Mummy is a 6-month group coaching and course that guarantees you lose weight for the last time. How do we do that? How do we lose weight for the last time? We do it through hunger hormone balance. That's the first thing that we do. So we create a plan together. Now, you're going to create a custom plan that is for you and your lifestyle, but I am going to be holding your hand the whole way. I'm going to give you heavy-handed recommendations, and I'm going to explain to you why I recommend what I do. Now, my clients tell me all the time that this plan that they choose, right? All my clients have different plans. Their plans look different from one another's. There are some similarities for sure, but they say to me all the time, this is the easiest thing that I've done to lose weight. So we're not doing calories in, calories out. That just doesn't work. We're not doing macros. We're not doing keto. We're not doing carb cycling. This is really easy and effortless. You'll get the hang of it. And your plan begins to be something that you really love and supports you. And you're not a slave to it, like a diet, right? Don't you feel like when you're on a diet, you're like, slave to it. This is something that really supports you. And we actually use the scientific method. So we create a plan together and then you go out and test the plan. Now, the whole time you're losing weight, but you're going out and you're seeing, hey, is this plan working for me? Do I like this plan? Does this feel supportive? Do I feel energized? Do I feel light and alive? And my clients report that all the time. Like, yes, this helps them lose weight, but there's so many health benefits and daily energetic benefits to eating in the way that you will eat. So some of my clients may give up sugar and flour. To summarize, most of my clients are moving more towards a whole foods diet and moving away from processed sugar and flour. If that freaks you out, that's normal. I'm going to help you with the freak out inside. That's part of it. A lot of my clients will do intermittent fasting. If you have not liked intermittent fasting in the past, it's probably because you were eating a lot of processed foods during your eating window. And so it makes it really unpleasant. You're starving. But when your hunger hormones are balanced, you become fat adapted. So you get hungry, but it's this gentle rolling hunger. It is not hanger. Oh my God, you guys, I used to be so hangry. My clients report the same. I would very regularly freak out on my husband just because I needed a freaking snack because my blood sugar was crashing. So if you have questions about this or want me to go into the science behind it, I'm happy to do that. But for today's purposes, that is step one. We balance your hunger hormones through a step-by-step process. You have a lot of say in what you're eating and not eating, because if you don't, you'll rebel, right? I don't want to prescribe anything to you. I want to give you suggestions and I want to explain the science behind why I'm suggesting what I'm suggesting. So we will create a plan together that you really genuinely love, that you will also want to follow, okay? So that's kind of the first thing, balancing your hunger hormones. We're not tracking, we're not measuring. There's no workouts that are a part of the Yummy Mummy. Now, if you already work out, great, keep working out. If you don't work out, you don't have to work out. You might want to add that in 3 months in or whatever, but you don't have to work out in order to lose weight. Now, I love working out for mental health. Actually, one of the biggest freedoms I've gotten from using the Yummy Mummy method to lose weight for the last time was unhinging the two. I used to punish myself. So if you're somebody who punishes themselves with workouts because you've eaten too many cupcakes, quote unquote, this is definitely the program for you. You are going to fall in love with working out for other reasons. That's not to earn your weekend or to beat the crap out of yourself, right? So many of us are using working. I mean, this was totally me. I would like go to a happy hour, overeat the chips and guac, and then go to the gym. Like, oh my God, that sick cycle. I'm so happy that I'm on the other side of it. Oh my God, so much freedom. So number two, we work on mindset. Like, what does that even mean? What does mindset mean? So if you feel like you know everything, like you know every diet that's out there, you've tried everything under the sun, but you just can't seem to get yourself to follow through, it's because you have a mindset issue. We have to literally rewire your brain so that it becomes a yummy mummy mind, or call it whatever you want, so that you break up with your diet brain. You put that diet brain to rest. And it's not your fault that you have a diet brain. It's literally like the air that we breathe. And what is a diet brain? A diet brain, I mean, the diet brain shows up in many, many ways, but I can give you an example of one thing that the diet brain will do to you is if you make a quote unquote mistake, say you eat the cupcake when you said you weren't going to eat a cupcake, or you eat the Oreos, or fill in the blank, you eat all the Easter candy, right? But you're on some sort of program, your diet brain will rear its head and say, oh, screw it. We just ruined everything. We're never going to get to our goal. So we might as well go out for cheeseburgers and milkshakes. You throw in the towel, right? And then all week you continue to throw in the towel and you continue to gain weight, probably. So that's one example of how the diet brain rears its head. And what we do inside the Yummy Mummy is we treat every moment like a Monday morning moment. And I teach you actually how to do that in the moment inside the program. So you learn to, okay, I realize I just made a mistake, right? The work inside the Yummy Mummy is not about being perfect. In fact, if you are a perfectionist, this program is for you, because we release some of the perfectionistic tendencies and learn to do B minus B plus work. And if that makes you feel really scared or unsafe, I get it. But we are going to release a lot of those tendencies so that you can be free. And it might be scary to be like, oh, I don't know if I want to break up with my perfectionistic tendencies, but your perfectionistic tendencies are not creating, they're not helping you, they're not giving you the result that you want, at least in this area of your life. They're causing you to throw in the towel, to eat all the things, and then to get back on some crazy diet plan that's actually unsustainable. And then the cycle continues, right? You can probably see yourself in the cycle. So we're going to change the wiring in your brain. It's called neuroplasticity. And we're going to do that through thought work inside the program. So what'll happen is you'll rewire your brain through the practices that we teach inside. It's actually really easy, really simple. And then when you do make a mistake, you'll get right back on your plan without having this huge binge or this huge two week tirade, right? So that's the second part. We rewire your brain. And if you need another example, I always explain it like your brain's probably right now a little bit on autopilot in terms of it being a diet brain. It's probably performing habits that aren't serving you. If you don't have the result that you want in terms of your weight, in terms of your health, in terms of your body, it's because your brain is performing habits on autopilot. Like, do you ever eat the bag of chips and you're like, oh God, I wasn't even present for that. I wasn't even aware. Your brain is working automatically to get what it wants. It wants to seek pleasure and avoid pain. And that means freaking Oreos, right? So we have to rewire your brain through what I teach inside so that your brain will perform habits for you on autopilot. We go through a process that creates the wiring in your brain so that your brain automatically performs habits for you, which is really nice, because so many of us are like, I don't want to have to try so hard forever. Like, this is too much. And I agree. I want you to stop using willpower. I teach another thing that, and this is part of mindset too, called allow power. You are going to have urges for foods that you've said that you're not going to eat because they don't serve you. And I'm going to teach you the opposite of willpower. Willpower doesn't work. It's not a renewable resource. It runs out. That's why we're all like in the pantry at 9 p.m. when we had a really stressful day and our boss has been down our throats and our kids have been screaming. We're in the pantry seeking relief. We've used all our will all day with our kids, with the saying no to the M&Ms at 2 p.m. And so it runs out and we have nothing left. So I'm going to teach you allow power. And this is also in the mindset camp. So this really is for you. If you've ever thought like, oh, I just need to muster up a little bit more willpower. That's actually not the answer. The answer is allow power. So that's a taste. So we've talked about balancing hunger hormones. We've talked about that's like the first step. And the way we're going to do that is you're going to create a custom plan with my help that's going to create that hunger hormone balance so that you effortlessly lose weight. One side note on that is if you're entering, and you will be, we go through perimenopause 35 to 55. So if you're entering that stage in your life, you need your hunger hormones to be balanced unless you want to be completely miserable, because your hunger hormones affect your sex hormones. So I beg you to balance those hunger hormones using the Yummy Mummy method so that you don't have such a miserable experience going through perimenopause. It's imperative. So that was the first step. Second step is mindset. We're going to rewire your brain. So it's a yummy mummy mind, or call it whatever you want. And then third is emotional eating. So we are going to learn how to feel. We are not taught how to, number one, think. That's in the mindset camp. And number two, feel. So we're going to learn how to feel. Have you ever experienced a day where you're just really stressed? You're like, oh, it's just too much. And then you turn to the ice cream. You might not even be aware that you are doing this. I did not know that I was an emotional eater. Most of us are emotional eaters. And this is actually really good news because we can solve that. I'm going to teach you the steps inside the program on how to feel your feelings instead of eat them. So for me, it like unlocked everything when I realized, oh my God, I am an emotional eater. I didn't identify as like an emotional eater or an overeater, actually. I didn't identify as a binger, but I realized, oh my God, I am eating when I'm not hungry. If you ever find yourself eating when you're not hungry, it's an emotional eat. And that is good news, because instead of eating the thing, we can use other strategies. Again, we teach this inside the program so that you can be comforted, or you can de-stress, or you can fill in the blank instead of using food. I really teach you how to feel negative emotions. In our culture, we're taught to be happy and be positive and feel good all the time. That doesn't get us the results that we want in our life. So we actually have to learn to feel a little uncomfortable, right? Have you guys ever heard discomfort is the currency to your dreams? Like, there's no growth if there isn't discomfort. You've heard all the quotes. You've seen them on Instagram. That is what we actually learn and practice inside, how to feel our feelings in that moment when we want the cupcake. Now, the other side to emotional eating is there's the feelings that you are left when you say no to yourself. You'll learn how to process those feelings, right? We make this plan and then we're all excited. Inevitably, you're not going to want to follow that plan. I'm going to teach you what to do in that exact moment. And that is going to be to feel a feeling. So we learn how to feel our feelings, whether it's a feeling of disappointment or stress, or maybe you want a reward, or maybe the party isn't that fun and you want to make it more fun, right? We also can eat to give ourselves positive emotion. So emotional eating is complex, but it's actually really simple to solve. So if hunger isn't the problem, food isn't the solution. And I'm going to teach you how to find other solutions so that you can take care of yourself. This is real self-care. And what's so cool is that this emotional work is translatable. It goes into all other areas of your life. And it's a really cool skill that we can teach our kids as well. So that's number three. Number four, we have accountability. So every day you are asked to pop in your daily download. What is your daily download? This is your journaling prompt. So I give you guys journals. They're really cute and fun. And inside the journal, there's about 10 questions and you'll answer those questions. Some of them are like, why do I want to lose weight? What am I grateful for? What am I going to eat today? What did I eat yesterday? Is there anything I can learn? So we ask you to put those in so that we can review them, so that we can help you, so that you can stay accountable. This is all coming from a place of love, though. This isn't punishment. Some of you guys will. You'll be like, can you just punish me? Can you just slap me into shape? And we're like, no, we're doing this from love. So you will be accountable on a daily basis inside our private Slack community. So number five is what I call becoming your own bestie, or fun love. So inside the program, you are going to learn to love yourself, love your body, love the way that your body looks, which a lot of my clients want to cringe. They're like, I don't want to do that work. I just want to weigh what I want to weigh. Like, I just want to be in my happy weight. And I'm like, if you want that, then we have to do this. Like, if you want to lose weight for the last time and you want it to be permanent, you have to do it from a place of self-love. So actually, this is another thing we're not taught, how to love ourselves. So many of us are speaking so unkindly to ourselves. So if you ever feel kind of like there's a dark cloud hanging over you and you can't pinpoint it, it's because there's a talk track in your subconscious or in the back of your mind that's running, that's making you feel like ass. Now, some of you guys know, some of you guys are very, very, very clear that you really kind of talk crap to yourselves. You know that you're beating yourself up. Some of you guys don't. So we're going to clean all of that up. And the best news is that you're with yourself every single day, all day. So why not love yourself? Like, you deserve, it is safe to love yourself and to speak kindly to yourself. And it is the best gift that you could possibly give yourself, even above and beyond weight loss. Like, my clients report all the time. They're like, yeah, I lost the 40 pounds. But like, what I'm really excited about is my relationship with myself and my belief in myself and the knowing that I can do everything. That comes from becoming your own bestie. Part of that too is, and I also call becoming your own bestie, fun love. So that fifth prong, that is like, we're actually going to learn to enjoy the journey. Oh my God. So many of us forget. We're white knuckling. We are just grinning and bearing all the way to the finish line. And you guys, the point of life is to enjoy it. So if we can enjoy weight loss, which we're going to do, it translates also to other areas of your life. And that's another thing my clients report. They're like, is it actually fun? Like, no one believes me when I tell them, like, this is going to be fun. It is fun, you guys. The way that I teach, if you're watching this on YouTube or you're seeing an Instagram clip, I mean, I am wearing the most ridiculous fun rainbow tracksuit. We are going to have fun doing it. So all of these five steps inside, that's like the how are we going to do it? All of those five steps are going to get you to permanent weight loss and food freedom, among a million other unexpected benefits. So the kind of bonus too is the private community. So if you're freaked out about the fact that there's a community, you can hang back, don't have to engage, but I promise you, you'll want to. And some of these women will become like your best friends. I'm not kidding. It becomes like a sisterhood. This is why we do a retreat once a year, because you guys are dying to meet each other in person because you have bonded on such a deep level. So if you're hesitant about the group, everybody is, it's normal, but it's the best way to lose weight for the last time, because inside the group, people are having wins every day. They're holding the torch for you. They're inspiring you. Now, if you are somebody that tends to compare and despair, I'm also going to teach you how to stop doing that. Our brains for the rest of our lives are going to compare. It's a survival mechanism. But inside the Yummy Mommy, if you notice that happening, I'm actually going to teach you how to invite that comparison in and how to use it for inspiration. This is another freedom that I got from doing this work. It's like, I'm no longer jealous. It's so freeing. I swear to God. Now, the other cool thing is that in this community, a lot of challenges. So like, yes, a lot of celebrations come up, but a lot of challenges come up, which is something that we want. We want all these challenges to come up, because every time somebody has a challenge, we coach on it. And then there's so many strategies to handle that. So say a client has a bachelorette party coming up, or a girls weekend coming up, or a family trip, and they're like, I don't know how to navigate it. We talk through and we arm them with strategies that they go and practice out in the real world. But maybe you don't have a girls trip, or maybe you don't have whatever challenge that they are having within the 6 months, but you know you're going to have it in 12 months. So you get so many more strategies when we do it in a group. It's so, so special. I cherish the groups. I cherish my clients. I love them. They're my assistant coach, Rose, and I were constantly like, oh my God, aren't these women amazing? And I brought up coaching too. Like, I think coaching is huge. You need a coach. If you're going to lose weight for the last time, you need a coach, and you need a mindset coach. You need a coach that's skilled in feeling feelings, because these are the missing pieces. They really, truly are. So we coach every single week, and you can bring all your questions, any stumbling blocks, anything that's coming up, anything you want to talk through, anything and everything. We coach on parenting. We coach on marriages. We coach on the boss. We coach on everything, because everything is related. The Yummy Mommy method is designed to heal and solve this at the root. You can already tell this is a very holistic approach. Okay. So now you understand what the Yummy Mommy experience is and why it's new and different. And I also mentioned right at the beginning, there's a money back guarantee. So if you're feeling like, I can kind of see that this is for me, but I'm scared. Okay. Totally normal. Of course you're scared. We're all scared to do something new and different. Our brain is designed to keep us in the familiar. It thinks that the familiar is what serves us because that's your reptilian brain. That's the part of your brain that hasn't evolved. It's your lower brain. So even if it doesn't serve you, it doesn't care. It just wants to keep you in the familiar. And the familiar is doing the same diet over and over and over again, right? It's like the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. It doesn't work. So you have to be willing to try something new and different. And because you're willing to do that, I give you the money back guarantee as kind of like a carrot. Like, look, come on in. If you don't lose the weight, it's totally risk-free. I will literally give you your money back. All you have to do, come to the calls or watch them as a recording. And do the weekly prompts and the daily prompts too. And if you're like, oh, I'm not a journaler, I'm not a writer downer, trust me, you're going to love the homework. I need a new word for homework because it's actually fun. Fun work, home fun, what should we call it? You're actually really going to enjoy and love the process. It's so profound. I always say, like, if I had a magic pill, oh, and that reminds me, we've got to talk about Ozempic and semaglutide. If I had a magic pill, I wouldn't want to give it to you because then you would miss this whole opportunity to heal your relationship with yourself on a really deep level and like really love your life while weighing what you want. I wouldn't want to give it to you. Now, side note, if you are on Ozempic or you are on semaglutide, I actually think it's totally fine if you need it. I think it's fine if you want it. I don't have big judgments around it, but what I do think is you have to pair it with the mindset work and the emotional work because you'll just gain it back otherwise. I actually don't think it's as magic of a pill as some of the drug companies are promoting it. So I really think it's important. I don't think you'll be able to weigh what you want permanently without this work. So either just do this work alone or pair it with Ozempic or semaglutide if you need one of those drugs. Okay. This program is for you if you really want to lose weight for the last time and you've really been struggling to do it. I want to encourage you to get help, to ask for help. We can't do this stuff alone. Again, like you need a coach, right? Like think about a coach in tennis or a coach in skiing or like my husband's taking golf lessons. Like my husband can't see his blocks without a coach. His coach is pointing things out left and right. He's getting better so much faster. The same is true here. You might be able to lose weight on your own. It's not going to be permanent and it's going to take you a lot longer. So I feel like a life coach, a weight loss coach like myself paired with the Yummy Mummy Method is like the golden ticket because I can see blocks that you can't see. And I've been doing this for so long too. So I can see what you can't see and we can remove those blocks so you lose weight a lot faster. It's a lot more permanent. So this is for you. If when you think about, like, I just want you to actually take a second and like, think about what it is that you want more than anything. Like if you had this one thing that you want more than anything, then everything else would kind of just fall into place. And if that's weight loss, let it be weight loss. Don't shame yourself for wanting to lose weight. You have permission to lose weight. I had so much shame around wanting to lose weight. And then I finally listened to that desire to lose the weight and I did it. And it was the biggest act of love I ever committed. I thought, oh, if I want to lose the weight and then I lose the weight, that means I don't love myself. It's just not true. It's just a lie. I thought, if I want to lose this weight, it means I don't love myself. But you know what was not loving was eating food and stuffing my face instead of hearing my truth, instead of feeling my feelings, instead of being with myself. I was escaping. I was avoiding. I was putting my head in the sand. So I actually had put on that extra weight from a place of unlove, of not loving. If you weighing what you want is your dream come true and kind of everything else will cascade into place after that. Now, side note, you're still going to be a human, right? I don't have like the ticket to Fantasyland or Barbie Land. I don't. You're still going to be a human. You're still going to feel feelings. But the good news is you're going to know how to feel them when you do weigh what you want. Okay. This is for you. If you don't believe you can actually lose weight for the last time, or like maybe you really think you are a special unicorn. Do you guys think you're special unicorns? Oh, I know this was me. I'm like, obviously something's wrong with me. There's something wrong with me that they just don't have a test for. They can't diagnose, but there's obviously something like biologically wrong with me. It's not true. You're not a special unicorn. You really can lose weight for the last time. So maybe you are like, I don't even want to admit, I don't even want to put losing weight on the list of things that I want because I'm afraid because I've tried so many times and failed so many times, quote unquote failed. Like maybe it's too painful to even admit that this is what you want because you're scared that you're going to fail. This is for you. This is the program for you if that is you. If you really, again, deep down, maybe you push it aside, but like admit it to yourself, right? Like if you really want to end this year feeling light and alive, elated, feeling like yourself, feeling confident, this is totally for you. The Yummy Mummy is also for you if you feel like you've tried everything and you just can't get a handle on it. It's like I said before, if you feel like you know all of the things, like you could basically get a degree as a dietitian, but you can't seem to make it click, this is for you. Maybe you're like, I already eat healthy. Like I'm not even eating that badly and it's still not working. Yummy Mummy experience is for you. Maybe you feel like sometimes you've got it, sometimes you lose the weight, like you're in the zone, but then ultimately you gain it back. Like if you feel like you've been a yo-yoer, this is it. If you are ready to just be done, this experience is for you. I get a lot of clients that are like, I just want to stop spending so much time and energy on this problem and not actually solving it. I want to know what's on the other side. Like if I had all this brain space, what could I use it on? If that's you, this program is for you. I want to interrupt myself real quick. I want to encourage you guys to stay to the end of this podcast because at the end of the podcast, I'm going to announce a couple bonuses for you that are going to be really exciting. Okay. I got more, you guys. If you want to just have energy, like you want to wake up with zest for the day, like you want to be ready and excited to greet your kids. You want to be excited to get dressed in your closet. Like, don't you feel like sometimes your closet is like beating the crap out of you? It's like looking at you with like a side eye, all these clothes that don't fit. That was totally me. I would like stand in front of my closet and just cry. Oh my God, the worst. I want you to be able to get up, get dressed and like put on an outfit that makes you feel like you. Some people will be like, oh, that's so vain. It's not vain. Like what you wear is an expression of yourself. I want you to be able to express yourself if you want to. If you really want to be present with your kids and like want to play with your kids, to want to go on vacations. I used to dread going on vacations, right? Because I'm like, oh God, I'm not going to feel good in my bathing suit. I'm not going to look the way I want to look in my bathing suit. And then I'm going to gain all this weight and I'm going to come back. And it was like, I was half excited for my trip and I was half dreading. It's all my clients too. The Yummy Mummy experience is definitely for you if you want to pass down a healthy relationship with your body and with food to your kids. I get this from so many moms. They're like, I just don't want to continue this diet mentality in my family. Like maybe you got some of this diet mentality from your mom. Maybe you didn't. I actually didn't get it from my mom. I got it from culture, but I think it's our responsibility as moms to be able to pass down a healthy relationship with ourselves to our kids. My ideal client or the client that is perfect for the Yummy Mummy, they don't want to keep feeling like a failure. It's like grating on their self-worth. Like you probably don't want to keep wasting time to keep throwing in the towel, the constant negative self-talk, the constant guilt and shame. To my point just a moment ago, like you're probably worried, like maybe my kids are going to inherit this. You probably want to stop feeling jealous of your friends. You probably want this to stop getting in the way of your relationships, like your romantic relationships for sure. Your relationship with your kids, even your relationship with your friends and like wanting to do social things. So that's really who this is for. Somebody that wants to lose weight. And you guys, it doesn't matter how much weight you want to lose. I get clients that want to lose 5 pounds and clients that want to lose 100 pounds. The work is exactly the same. It really, truly is. So that's who it's for. Now, who is this program not for? And then we'll go into some context on people who are on the fence and then ultimately decided to work with me. So this is not for somebody that wants a quick fix, okay? Because a quick fix is diet mentality. It is yo-yo behavior. if you want the quick fix, go get a quick fix, but you, I mean, I hate to say it, you're going to gain it back. So like I always say, the fastest way to lose weight is to let it be slow. So if you want a quick fix, this is not for you. Will you lose weight? Yes. Will you be like on cloud nine, 2 weeks into the program, 4 weeks into the program, having lost weight already? Yes, 100%. This is not for somebody who is not open, right? If there is some resistance or you're scared or you're fearful, that's normal. But if you are 100% closed, it's not for you. You have to be open to the coaching. And my coaching, I'll just say, and Rose too, my assistant coach, who is a dreamboat, so talented, been coaching for 12 years like myself. We are both very, very loving. Like, we love you guys unconditionally. We truly do. And we deliver our coaching with truth and with love, because we are here in the name of your goal, in the name of your future self, in the name of you having your freaking best life ever. So that's a little side note. So I went back and forth with one of my clients, Pippa, who, by the way, has lost, I think she's like down 50 pounds. She's fucking hot. So before she signed up, she asked me the question, does it matter that I'm UK based? And I just said, nope, we have clients from all over. So you guys can be from anywhere. It's totally fine. She asked me, I'm worried I'm not in the right headspace to start. I'm worried I'm not ready to really tackle this. My commitment to wanting to feel good in my body varies dramatically on a daily basis. And I'm worried that that means I won't commit. I have always done everything in a book / bust, all or nothing kind of way. So I really don't know what it feels like to be ready to build sustainable changes. When I've previously lost weight, it's been initially sustainable, I guess, but then becomes more extreme. And then I've not had the bandwidth to keep it up when life came back around. Such a good question. So I just tell her, I say, I teach you how to learn real commitment. No one teaches us this. I teach you guys this in a fun and sustainable way inside the program. It's one of the first lessons and modules that we cover. I also teach you how to do it for life, again, in a fun way. She says, has anyone ever not had success on the program? If so, do you know why? I say, it's extremely rare. We've had a few people simply that have delayed success due to tragedy, i.e. mental health crisis with a child or a death in the family. I say, as long as you do the program, it works, plain and simple. And doing the program is not hard, overly time consuming. And in fact, it's very doable and very enjoyable. Let me know if you have any other questions. And then she says, thank you so much. She says, thank you for the work you're doing to inspire women. I'm a lawyer in London and do a lot of women's rights work, especially relating to gender-based violence. It's so wonderful to see women lifting other women like this. And that is how our community is, you guys. It is so special. It's so healing to be in a clean, safe space where you feel held. Okay, let's see if she asks any other questions. Oh, okay. So she says, I am panicking a little as I know today is the last day to sign up. I'm so conflicted as I feel like maybe I can do this with your amazing podcast. I've started a lot of brain rewiring stuff via CBT. That's cognitive behavioral therapy for those of you that haven't heard of CBT through pregnancy and postpartum, which totally makes sense with what I hear on your podcast I've listened to. She says, I also just wanted to check how much the daily time commitment is in terms of the group. I am super time poor at the moment as I start a terrorism trial in September and in court all day. Will I have time and energy to invest enough in this? I don't want it to be wasted. Okay. I say, don't apologize. I say, you're totally right. The podcast is chock full. I do believe the real magic happens inside the group because of the coaching, the lessons on the private portal, the container that has a formal time frame, start and end time, accountability, big celebrating on your wins, helps you to keep going and not quit. A lot of individualized support if you find yourself in a tough spot also makes it impossible to not quit. I say, I could go on and on. I say, let me respond to some of your other comments in all caps. So to her point about panicking, I say, panicking is normal. This is kind of part of the signup process. So many yummy mummies are nervous and scared, and that's totally normal. I say, you can borrow my belief in you. You're going to have to suspend your disbelief just for a little bit until you start the program. So you guys, suspend any disbelief you have. You can have it back, but just like put it in a little container over there. Like give it a little spot on your bedside table. She's asking about the daily time commitment. And I say 5 to 10 minutes of journaling per day. Our weekly coaching call is 75 minutes and our weekly lesson is about 30 to 60 minutes. So that gives you guys a time frame. I say like 3 hours a week, which let me be really clear. I promise you, you're spending more time on this now without actually solving it. Plus the time that you invest, the ROI on the time that you invest is exponential. It is crazy. Okay. I also say to her, she says, well, I have enough time and energy to invest. And I said, only you can decide if you're willing to carve out the time and energy. I say, I know, sorry, a little bit of harsh coaching. I say, I do teach time management inside. I also help you arrange your calendar at the beginning of the program. How big of a problem is this for you? I'm asking her like in terms, like how big of a problem is her wanting to lose weight? And you might want to ask yourself the same exact question, right? Because if it's not that big of a problem, you're not going to put it at the top of the priority list. It has to be a pretty big, painful problem for you to want to solve it. So I say, I love to look at, are my problems matching my calendar and my bank account? Meaning if something is a big problem in my life, am I investing time and money in solving it? If you want to live a big, awesome life, make your problems a priority. Oh, that's so good. Such a good reminder for me too. I go on to say, I do recommend doing the Yummy Mummy when your life is lifing, because most likely if your life is full now, your life is going to be full then, right? That's what I talk about. I just did a post on Instagram the other day. Like, you guys, seriously? OMG. Being ready is a decision. It's not something that happens to you. You have to actually decide. You have to get up the gumption, the bravery, and you have to decide. I say to her, I actually think it'll be easier for you to get what you want by doing the group versus doing it on your own, given your full plate. Put yourself in a container where it's front and center. Most of us have tried it on our own in one capacity or another, and we know how that works out. I don't want to convince you either. I only want you to do it if you want to do that. And that goes for you guys too. I say, I can't do it for you, and nor do I want to, because then you won't reap the benefits. The program is so supportive and we will hold your hand, but you have to show up for yourself. Okay. Her next DM back to me was like, I signed up, fucking terrified. Thank you so much. Feels huge. And I just say, yay, celebrate. And I go on to helping her celebrate and to telling her that it's so adorable to be freaked out. Okay. You guys, I feel like this podcast is going to have to be a two-parter. Oh, okay, so I think I might make it a two-parter. Because I like to keep these at 45 minutes, I am going to end this one, but I'm going to, again, make it a two-parter and give you another episode on Thursday. So the special bonus that I wanted to let you guys know about is we have a $37 offer. It's called Create Your Perfect Weight Loss Plan. So if you want a taste of the Yummy Mummy, I'm going to link it in the show notes and you can go ahead and get that, buy it. And then on Thursday, so if you're listening to this on Tuesday, April 9th, on Thursday, April 11th at 12 o'clock, well, I'll email you. I forget if it's 12 or 12:30. But if you buy the plan for $37, there's a free workshop that we are leading that comes with the plan. So it's like, get a taste of Yummy Mummy and see if you kind of like the style. So go buy that $37 plan if it resonates with you. It's called Create Your Perfect Weight Loss Plan. It takes you, it's like almost like an ebook. It's really cool and it's chock full. And then on Thursday, we're going to do a free workshop where we go over your plan and I'll answer any questions that you can get started. It's really fun. And I'll also answer any questions that you have about the Yummy Mummy on that call. So that's Thursday the 11th. If you buy the plan, you will get that free call and you'll get emails on how to do it. And then the last thing I want to say is if you are still on the fence, again, this will be in the show notes. I want you to book a one-on-one call with me to talk about things. I will also, on that one-on-one call, give you a little secret bonus. So you guys can totally go ahead and do that. It's going to be awesome. Book that. And then if you're just ready to sign up, if you're like, it's all there, the money back guarantee is there, the social proof is there, like go to my website, you guys, there's endless, or go to my Instagram, endless testimonials. We have hundreds of women that are singing the praises of the Yummy Mommy experience. Trust them, believe them, let them be your friend. So that is that. LauraConley.com. Click work with me, sign up. Let's go, babe. Let's do this. Let's lose weight for the last damn time. I love you all so much. Have the best day ever. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mommy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to LauraConley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener-only gift, go to LauraConley.com/gift, and from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that in Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.